Oh, geez. Hey, everybody. Got so much to do today. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong? Okay, let's do a different song that's not that song.
You're not gonna say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs in? Are they in harmony? You're a helpful snowman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. We've got a show for you today. We're going to do a show. Real quick. So, as discussed last time, we were talking about doing some t-shirts. Some shirts that are tea. We have successfully sold enough of these t-shirts that they will be printed. And I'm going to make a cool $19 based on what we've sold so far. So here's the thing. I put kind of the maximum available time on this sale. And basically you can buy them until February 18th, which is another 13 days away. But I think I might cut that down. So today is February 4th. You need to buy this by Valentine's Day. Okay? And in fact, I'm sorry. They're available till February 18th. So what we need to do is, I think, go... What's Monday? Just another Monday. Monday is February 8th. You have until February 8th to make your purchase. After that, go get a t-shirt on another site? No, go fuck yourself. I had a great idea for a shirt, and I wish I'd thought of it before this one. Because basically all it was a snowman. But, you know, shoved in where he would have a wiener was a microphone. And that was it. And he would just look quite pleased with himself. I'll put a link up on the website. You can find it on there. And if you just search Helpful Snowman Radio Tees at Teespring, TEESPRING, you'll find them. So they cost $15 plus shipping, which is like $3, $4. So there you go. Buy them. We sold 18. So I don't know if there's actually 18 people who are interested in this. It's just, that's the number of shirts we sold, and that's enough. So there you go. It's all coming up Milhouse. I had something that did not come out Milhouse today. A new rule. Okay? Old men, not allowed to use the self-checkout at the grocery store anymore. This is something I'm declaring. Old men, you are not allowed to use the self-checkout. I went to the grocery store. Now, I made the mistake of going into a grocery store during the middle of the day. It was 4 p.m. And I had an hour from lunch, for lunch, as it were, at work. And I was like, all right, I can go to the grocery store. I'm going to get a bottle of water and a bag of sad chips, and I'm going to have a sad in my car water and chips time, because people who know that I eat lunches twice throughout the day and not during my actual lunchtime. Because lunchtime needs to be reserved for driving around and being sad and thinking about how the positive of getting in a car accident would mean at least I don't have to go back to work today, probably. So I'm in line and I'm at the self-checkout. There's 6 stands, and one is occupied by a giant family, which is, I'm also against that, by the way. You cannot check out all of your groceries and manage 4 children at the same time. I know you think you can, but I've seen you fail. I'm talking to whoever is hearing me and disagreeing, I promise you, you can't do it. It doesn't work. But also, at the checkout stands were just three or four old gray-haired men, completely bewildered, just looking around. Didn't know, they were not scanning items, they were not doing anything correctly, it was all wrong. And I stood in that line for so fucking long that I was just like, my God, old men are not allowed to use that anymore. Okay, if you're an old man, if you want to use the self-checkout, here's what you need to do. You need to go to the grocery store at like 11 p.m., and just get a simple item, no produce, okay? Don't get any apples, don't get any meats, just get a box of Wheat Thins, get the ranch ones, those are great, the roasted red pepper, you'll love it, and take them to the fucking storefront and go to the self-checkout. Then you may do it. You may then go ahead and make your purchase. What you may not do, is just make me wait. I'm sorry. I'm very upset right now. You cannot just sit there and make me stand there because you're like, well, I'm an old man, but I don't want to wait for these other people. I could be standing around like a fucking asshole, just looking off into space. I swear to God, one guy was looking off towards the ceiling. Like someone was going to swoop, like Batman was going to swoop down and help him check out his items. In what world did he think that was going to happen? I hope someone comes to save me. No one's coming to save you, you old fuck. You're on your own. You're doomed. So I waited so long and no one was getting anything done. So finally, I just went ahead and I went to the regular aisle, which I never do because that's like a mistake. But I did it. I went to the aisle. I looked around and I look in front of me and, oh God, this motherfucker, this lady is like standing there asking all these questions. I forgot to say, one of these old bastards was standing there with his wife, and his wife comes back and she like flags down someone who just works at the store, not anyone who's working at the self-checkout or whatever, but she flags down this lady who's working at the store. She's like, excuse me, I read in the paper that you're going to be selling Broncos magnets on Saturday at 7 a.m., but we were at the self-checkout and we were wondering if we might be able to get some now. And this person's like, I don't even know, Broncos magnets. Okay, and these people have scanned like two items and now they're just standing there. They were just waiting around to find someone to tell them whether or not they could buy a Broncos magnet, something that I would not even use junk drawer space for. If I had an extra drawer in my home purely for junk, for things that I was like, I don't want this, I don't care about it, it's not necessary, even if I had that drawer, I would not allow that item to be a magnet. A magnet is what comes on the front of your phone book and you throw it away immediately because you're like, I'm an adult and I don't just need a free floppy shitty magnet. So instead of asking this question, like, I don't know, before they checked out, before they were holding up the entire line, they asked the question once they were firmly holding up the line. They couldn't have been more holding up the line unless they were like, okay, you check out one item at this register, I'll do one at this register, and boom, we'll be in great shape. So I go to the other line, and then there's a lady, and she's like writing a check, and she's asking all these questions about coupons, and I was just like, fuck, 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 fuck. So I put my stuff away and just went back to my car. I was just like, no, I can't even have sad chips lunch today. That's not even going to happen today. No sad chips lunch. You just fuck off and die, Peter. That's what your lunch is today. Whew, okay. You may have noticed that we have a new theme song. Now, here's what I did let's talk about this, because there are a few options. We don't have to go with the theme song that I've selected. Here's what I did. I went on a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, and what you can do is pay people $5. Oh, by the way, just real quick, old man plan. I have a great old man plan. You don't need to be at the grocery store at 4 p.m. You need to be at the movie theater. I hope I have more stake now than ever in the continuation of movie theaters, and I'll tell you why. As an old man, here's my plan. I buy a ticket at like 11 a.m. I go into a theater. I sit and watch most of the movie. Then I just get up politely from my seat and go into another theater and watch that movie. And I just do this all day. What is it going to be? The Croods 9? Who cares? I'm an old man. I'd rather just sit in a dark, climate-controlled area with quick access to popcorn. That's really all I need. Maybe by then they'll have invented some kind of a nutritional icy that I can drink. It's like a foam Soylent Green. And here's the beauty of it. I mean, what's going to happen? A 17-year-old kid's... If I was working at the movie theater when I was 17 and I saw an old man come out of the theater, look behind him at like, what the fuck was I just in? Look down the hall, look the other way, and then be like, oh, and go into the other theater. I would think, what an old idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's the problem. And I'd be like, all right, there you go. Done and done. But so that was my plan for being old. And, you know, if you get caught, how easy is it? Oh, my God. Well, I came to the movies several hours ago, but I'm in and out sometimes. And my wife was supposed to pick me up, but I haven't seen her yet. And I have been waiting for her. And then I guess I got confused and I was just going from theater to find her. And eventually I just sat down and watched the movie because I didn't know where she was and I couldn't remember. And then just go wandering off muttering to yourself. What are they going to do? I'll be like, well, have you seen the movie, The Notebook? Just imagine that kind of. Think about how sad that is, and now look at me and transfer that to me, and that's pretty much what's going on here. Done and done. Okay. Theme song. So we've got these different theme songs, right? And what I wanted to do was play for you these different theme songs so you could hear what they sound like, and we could all decide together what to do. What do we want to have as the song for this show? Do we want to have a great song, or do we want to have a really great song, or a good song, or an okay song? What do we want? I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want is a song. So I paid a few different people like $5 to make songs because I thought, well, what the hell? I'll be $5 in the hole. Maybe we'll get something good. Maybe we'll get something crap. And so let's just start in. This is by a fella named Sam. And this is the song that he provided. Well, this is perfect for my Nickelback fan cast that I've been doing. That's really... Wow. I mean, this part's not as bad, but this shit? Okay, iTunes. This kind of stuff? I can't handle it. Even that. So that's one of the first ones that I got. Unacceptable, right? Unacceptable by any standard. Can't have that. So I threw that one out right away. I didn't even ask anybody. I was like, fuck you. I don't care what you think. That's not happening. Here was the next one that we had. Thank you. Now I'm going to be frank with you. I don't hate it. It just sounds to me like a podcast theme. It sounds like, okay, this is a theme for a, you know, talk radio show. It sounds NPR-y to me. This little... You know what? Too jazzy. I'm sure I've probably mentioned this 100 times on this show, but anyone who tells you that jazz is good is a liar, okay? If you grew up like I did listening to jazz, you know that jazz is shit. Here's what a jazz concert is. Like, you go to a high school jazz band concert, and it's like a bunch of idiots standing around going like, boom, boom, ding, boom, boom, ding, ding, boom, boom, ding, boom, boom, ding, ding. And then they kind of just, and then a guy with a trombone comes up to the front and goes like, wow. And then everyone claps and that person goes. And then like a guy with a flute is like, and it's kind of just like, it's like if every band has, you know, if you're a shitty band, a rock band, what you do is you make up a song and you're like, okay, well, we have to have a guitar solo. Even if our guitar player is not that good, even if we don't have anything interesting to do, even if we just have to have it, even if the guitar solo is pointless in this song. And so that's what they have. Jazz band is like basically if they made songs that were just intended to have guitar solos and that was it. And so it's just, but the guitar solos are just everybody jacking off. Like, who can jack off the hardest in this song? Give me a fucking break. Jazz is not good. Do not be fooled into thinking, oh yeah, it's cool to like jazz. It is not cool. This is like a PSA I should do of like, I thought it was cool to like jazz too, because it sounds like something cool to like. Jazz is not cool. Okay? It's not. Hi, I'm Pete. Don't like jazz. So it's too jazzy for me. Now, there's the song that that I've been using, and also there's a finished version of the song, but I'm not really sure which one I like better. So shall we? I'll play the one I've been playing, just so you can hear it all the way.
You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs in? Are they in harmony? Do your helpful snowman.
Okay, so that's what we've got there. Now, let's try the finished version, which is a little different, but should be pleasing to those who like that song. But whether it's more pleasing or not is my real question.
You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time, let's talk about bum one, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where the bone thugs.
I mean, I like them both, to be honest. I think I like the original one. It's a little rawer, but I like it quite a bit. So there you go. Those are our new intros. I think I know which one we'll be going with for the most part. But tell me what you think, especially unless you think that the, you know, shitty ones were the good ones, then go fuck yourself. But if that's not what you think, then tell me about the good one and why it's so great and that we should just have it. Oh, God. I came up with this thing the other day that I really regret, which is that I thought, you know, instead of saying someone was really wet, I thought it would be funny to say that someone was greasy. You know, so like, instead of saying, ooh, I'm so wet right now, you just say, ooh, I'm so greasy right now. And this has haunted me. This has haunted my mind. Because my God, is that awful. Just think about, like, and it's more accurate. Because I was like, grease is more like a lubricant than water. And wet is generally water, right? I mean, or pee. But I'm so greasy right now. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I just wanted to take this time to say I regret my actions. And I've made a mistake in releasing the greasing into my speeching. I feel bad about it. And it's haunted me. Oh, can I tell you guys? Okay, I know that people don't like stories about dreams. But I've been having a very strange dream. And it's not just about the dream repeating itself. It's about the fact that I've been having this dream a lot. And it's very strange. And I wake up from it, you know, like panicking. So here's the deal. Here's the dream. I'm at work and I'm working away. And, you know, I'm searching Google for something. I don't even really remember. But I'm looking around and just finding something. And somehow I kind of get in this thing where I'm all of a sudden looking at a bunch of porno. And it's all MILF porn. It's like MILFs, MILFs, MILFs. And I'm just like, kind of just clicking through stuff like, I don't think that's what I'm looking for. No, that's not it. And I just keep going and going and going. And finally, all of a sudden, I'll be like, oh, fuck me. Wait a second. I just realized I can't do that. I cannot just go through porno at work, even if it's like an accident. Because I'm like, and then, you know, in the dream, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's fine. You know, I'm not jacking off. It's no big deal. And then I'm like, they don't know you're not jacking off. And I'm like, regardless, you can't do that at work. So anyway, and I've been having this dream like the last 3 nights in a row. And then I wake up in a panic. And then I'm like, oh, that's not happening. That's not what's going on. Everything's fine. I went to the eye doctor. And I have this great eye doctor, right? Like, she's awesome. And I was convinced to go to her by, many of you will remember the tales of the Pearle Vision in the mall, which I should have known. It's next to an Arby's, that this was a bad choice. They used to have an Arby's in the mall that had like Western doors. And for some reason, I never went into Arby's in the mall or on real life. Something about it just seemed unappealing. I was like, oh no, I would like my beef in one slab, not in sheets. Thank you. I'm not an idiot. This Pearle Vision had two employees who worked there, a real weirdo who really was, when I was buying sunglasses one time, convinced me to get like brown frames with black lenses and they looked like shit. And, I felt like he was trying to turn me into him when he looked like a child molester. Mostly. Like, you know, he had the thing and he looks in your eyes and then releases a gas into your eyes and then you wake up in a van. But he was awful. And then there was a woman who was awful and gorgeous. And her thing was like, she's supposedly some kind of eye doctor. Now, word on the street is she's opened her own practice or is in practice with somebody. But in my experience, she gave me the worst glasses I've ever had. Like, they were not the right prescription at all. She fucked up big time. And this became very clear to me because when I went to my new doctor, she was like, let's try your glasses. And then I was reading the thing and she's like, that's not very good. I'm going to do this. She's like, I don't want your prescription. Instead, let's just have you I'm going to get new numbers for you, and then I'll look at your prescription. Because she was like, well, I don't want to be biased by what I see there. And I was like, oh, this lady's a fucking scientist, right? So we do the whole thing, and she's like, yeah, your prescription is way different. And I was kind of like, yeah, I thought so, because like you did about 5 times more tests than they did at the Pearle Vision in the mall next to the Arby's. I don't know if it's like, oh, the fries are done, so that's how we know your appointment's done. Wherever we're at when the fries finish, that's when we finish helping someone's eyes. So I started going to this eye doctor. But then I came across some disturbing information about some perhaps run-ins with the law. And so I wasn't sure about, I was like, oh my God, is this a good or bad idea? But I went back and it was great. So I guess the point of that story is go to a criminal because they're great. Criminals are great. And beautiful Pearle Vision ladies are shit. Okay, she was horrible at her job. I don't know if she was horrible or didn't care or what, but it was like, it's pretty irresponsible, right? To be like, I'm an eye doctor, and then they give you things that make your vision worse. Who does that? While we're just talking shit about people, okay, so I have this whole thing about like fitnessy people on social media. And basically, fitnessy people seem to post only fitness stuff, right? And so I recently became friends with someone on the Facebook through, like, it's like friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And long story, but I just was like, yeah, what? I don't care anymore. And I just say yes to everybody. So if you're hearing this and I haven't said yes to you, hoo boy. So here's the deal. This is a fitness person, it turns out. And I just wanted to read some of the things I see because they're hilarious. I don't know. This is like a type of person that I'd never seen before. Before the Facebooks and the Instagrams, right? Okay. Here we go. And they're all long and they all have like hashtags. This one has the hashtags lifer, wife life, personal development, stay positive. I cannot think of a worse hashtag than personal development. I'm like, my God, do I not want to listen to anything you're going to say when you're like hashtag personal development. I'm like, oh, die. I get waves of envy when I see people with what I want. I feel inadequate sometimes and constantly pray I'm walking towards the life God has laid out for me. But when you're feeling insecure in your purpose, your body, your life, just remember, you become what you think most about. So don't let your insecurities win. Do whatever it takes to refocus and remember the simple... This is horribly punctuated. Remember the simple truths. You matter. You have a purpose, whether you understand it or not, and God's timing is perfect, so don't you worry. Appreciate where you are now and know the lessons you're learning are important to you, fulfilling your purpose. Be patient and stay positive. Find the lessons in every trial. Have a fabulous Thursday. And I'm just like, wowzers. Oh, and then it comes with a picture that says, insecurity knocks from time to time. Invite it in for a cup of coffee. Talk with it. Understand it. And then take that sugar spoon and knock it in the eye. Good one. Okay. Let's go down. Okay. This one has the hashtags healthy life, getting fit, wife life, popcorn lover, turbo fire lifer, and she's doing a spastic crazy workout in like a sports bra tights that involves a lot of like kicking and jumping around and stuff. Like, okay, this kind of workout to me is like, it's like, ooh, what a workout, I'm very tired. And it's like, yeah, if I was just thrashing around, like if I basically lay on the ground and then here's what you could do. If this is what you consider working out, like just whipping yourself around, how about you just have someone hammer a coffin closed while you're inside it every day, and you just struggle until you either break out or don't, and then an hour later they're like, okay, well there you go. You know, I didn't break out today, but I'm pretty fucking tired from scrambling for my life. Okay, heart, 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 my soulmate workout, heart, heart, heart. I'm committed to a different program right now, but to be honest, it's getting a little boring. Monkey with its hands over its eyes. Charlene's my girl and Turbo feeds my soul. It will always be my favorite workout. It's like therapy for real. So I throw in to the mix every now and then and blonde lady with her hand doing something. The music alone gets you so pumped up. It's just what I needed today. Fist. Awful. Okay. I'm on the verge of becoming a Diamond Beachbody coach, a rank that signifies growth in my business. And I can't help but think about how huge of a blessing this opportunity has been for me. From a girl who felt lost in her purpose, this business is a blessing because what gives me purpose is simply feeling useful. Feeling like I have something of value to offer that came from my personal struggles. I just hit more, and it was so much more than I thought. This opportunity is about sharing a healthy lifestyle with people and generating income on that belief that we all deserve to be happy, physically, financially, and emotionally. We get paid for building relationships and simply spreading the love, uplifting, and inspiring. That's what it's about. Other companies don't have what we as Beachbody, capitalized, coaches have. It's unique, and once you get a taste, you'll never go back. It's quality from the ground up, and there's nothing like it. I never went to college in the traditional way. Does that just mean you didn't go to college? But what I'm creating is what I imagine a sorority would feel like.
Okay.
I like that this is like, I never went to college in a traditional way, but one of the most important experiences, probably a sorority, this is like me doing that. And it's like, okay. I thought that was going to be... This was going to be the, like, I didn't go to college, but, you know, here are my credentials. Here's why you should listen to me, even though I don't know anything. But instead it was like, well, I never went to college, but I feel like there are a bunch of girls with me who are doing this thing that I'm also doing. And I guess, like, getting drunk and living in a house that's, like, expensive and also a hellhole. I'm creating a sisterhood, an empire of women who want more. There are so many commas in this that it's hard to read. Who feel they have more to offer. I want to become a six-figure earner, and I will in this business, and in the process bring everyone on my team down the same path. You guys, I hear success after success from the women on my team, and we can totally do this. It's getting healthy, looking freaking amazing, empowering each other, and creating friendships with the most amazing people. Where you are now and where you end up are 100% up to you and you alone. No one else. You. Not your husband, not your mom, not your circumstances, but that's so flippin' empowering. So empowering that I can't even say the word fuck. So you're gonna join me or what? It might not be for everybody, but for those of you who feel inspired by this idea of working for yourself and building a business around what's important to you, please reach out to me. I'm looking for my girls. The girls who know what I'm talking about, who want this too, and who simply want a friend to grow with. We're going to reach for the stars as a team and accomplish beautiful things together. Become a part of the movement with me. The risk is so small and the reward is so huge, it's silly not to take the chance on yourself. It's time. No ifs, and, or buts. Just do it. Oh, God. This is terrible. I mean, this is like the kind of hilarious sort of thing that it's hilarious. And also, if I could say like what's missing in our education, our American education system, here's what I would say. I'd be like, you need to have a class that teaches young ladies. And I'm sorry, but this is definitely a lady thing. You need to have a class that tells young ladies, okay, here's what you need to not do when you leave here, whether you go to college, whether you enter the workforce, da 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 da. Here are the kinds of things you need to not get involved with. Mary Kay, Scentsy, adult toys parties, personal fitness weird things that where you like sell powders or something, some kind of, you know, CrossFit-y weird thing where you get certified to do one kind of thing and you pay a bunch of money for a certification that only allows you to do that one thing. Don't do it, because I'm going to tell you exactly how these work, okay? It's a scheme. And the way it works is, they don't make money. It's not like, oh, I'm making so much money by personal training. No, no, no. They make money by charging you to be certified to personal train. Mary Kay does not make money selling makeup. The people who are making the money are not selling. They have not sold a fucking thing of makeup in like 100 years. They're selling the things to sell the things to people. They are the ones who are recruiting the people to do the selling. Okay? That would be the one class. That's the only class. If there was one class that I wish everyone in my life had taken, it would be that class. It would be like, don't invite me to your weird candle parties. Don't invite anyone to your things. And also, have some pride in yourself. My God. I mean, I'm sensitive to this, and I'll tell you why. I feel like these things are just basically you ask for your friends for money. You're just like, whatever, come to my Mary Kay thing and then buy something because this is my job now. And I do feel some sensitivity to that because I'm like, whatever, I just put up these t-shirts and people can buy them. Or I'm always like, buy my Kindle books. I have several available on the Kindle store. Buy them, buy them, buy them. Or pay me $100 to read this book. But here's the thing. I never, ever, 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 like, have someone come over to my home. I'm like, let's have a bunch of people come to my house. I'm going to look them in the eye and be like, buy this. How about you buy this? I arranged this party for you to buy stuff. I'm kind of getting money from this, but we don't need to talk about that part. And I just want you to buy a bunch of shit. That is not something I could never do that. I don't have the guts or the something, right? I don't have what it takes to, and that's not my job. It's not like, my income is dependent on you doing this. Okay. I could never do that. And maybe that's why I'm a failure. You know, I don't think we could bring it down to that one thing, because let's be honest, there's plenty of reasons for me to be a failure. But, I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you can't be a huge success at something like this or personal fitness training unless, I don't know, am I just supposed to take a selfie of myself every day and just be like, let's be real. At the end of the day, I don't care what numbers are on the scale. I care about how I feel in my clothes. I've always just wanted to be able to stick something cute on and not worry about concealing anything. Girls, you get this. You try on an outfit after outfit, hating everything. But you know it's not the clothes you don't feel good in, it's your own skin, and that is not fun. But it's something you can take charge of in wife life. Don't settle for less. Hammer and chisel, getting results, capsule wardrobe. Wife life. This is the only person that I know who's hashtag wife life, I guess. So that's cool. That's really fun. I don't know. I just like see this and it just, I find it like upsetting. You know, come on, we don't need to do this. We don't need to hashtag wife life. That's a stupid thing to do. I mean, all of this is a stupid thing to do. Oh, okay. Here's one. This is a lady covered in tattoos, including inside her lip. Cool. That's a cool thing to do. Yeah, that's great. Oh, and then Kim Kardashian posted something wife life. So there you go. You're in good company when you post wife life. That's the good news. Just don't do these things. Don't do it. It's a horrible thing to do. It's a waste of your life. And you're going to hate yourself, and I'm going to hate you. Most importantly, I'm going to hate you. And that's really what counts. When you get right down to it, the thing that matters most is how I, Pete, feel about you. And how I feel about you if you do fitness and tell me about fitness is bad and angry and stupid. I feel stupid about you. All right, everybody. This is a long day for me. We're cutting it. Thanks for listening. Sorry if I was a little out of it today, but there we go. And on a high note, huh?
I'm sorry if I'm out of it. Nah, there we go. That's our show.
We'll see you next time. So far, so good. So far, we've hit every Friday in the year of 2016. So let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. And we'll see you next time.